855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
We are on day 16 of the Ian incarceration countdown, or count up. We're counting up.
It doesn't get better. Each day does not make it better.
No. Well, I suppose we get closer to him getting out. That's good.
We recently had a little discussion here with the activists about, Ian being gone and the effect that it's had on the community and whatnot. And just to make it brief, Ian was a workhorse in the community. He, mm-hmm. he definitely did a lot of stuff, and it's sort of forcing people to sort of step up and not so much take his place as much as do their own thing. And sort of rise to the occasion. So I hope to see more of that as time goes on.
Well, I'm sure that's what he would like to see, too. So, day 16. At this point, we can't really count down because he could get some time off of his 90-day sentence for standing in front of a police car for arresting somebody he felt was being arrested unjustly. And so we'll count up rather than counting down. I've got a story here from the sfgate.com, and it says Ron Paul leaps past Bachman in latest poll. And, frankly, Ron Paul's getting a lot of media attention. I wouldn't be out just reading any old blog post on Ron Paul here, but it seems like every day a major news source is coming out with something on the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, at this point, ever since they got scolded for not treating him like a first-tier candidate, they've been trying to treat him like a first-tier candidate that they don't like or something.
Right. Some of the media attention he's gotten is attention highlighting the fact that he's been ignored.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Well, I can understand, yes, that's news in a sense because he is polling well and he is doing a lot better than a lot of these other candidates. And why not just talk about his candidacy instead of the fact that he's been ignored? Why does the media seek to highlight that? I understand that it's not right. But at the same time, why don't you use that same time to, talk about something more relevant, I think.
We had one on the show last night where it was an author asking, well, what's the worst thing that could happen if Ron Paul got elected? And he outlined what the worst thing that could happen if Barack Obama stayed elected as president. He said that it could be a situation where he continues his drone war in Pakistan.
Sure.
And whips up enough hardliners in the government in Pakistan that they lose a couple of nukes, and some crazies over there decide to come over here with some nukes and do a little payback.
Well, I mean, as far as what Barack Obama has already done for his presidency, it's just been horrible. The not only starting the war in Afghanistan, or at least escalating the war in Afghanistan, escalating things with Pakistan. We're in Libya now. There's talk of pictures of U.S. special forces on the front lines of Libya, and this exact day. And there's all kinds of other intervention policies that he's put in place since he's taken office. What happens if he doesn't take office? Well, I hope that the next person isn't so war-minded, because this president, for winning the Nobel Peace Prize, he has certainly been extremely hypocritical in that
respect. I haven't seen anything from Romney, Perry, or Bachman that indicates that they would do anything less than what Obama has done, and perhaps even more. Republicans tend to like to show themselves to be more aggressive than
sure.
Democrats in these instances, and that's why I'm for Ron Paul. Is the very worst he could do is draw U.S. troops back to the United States, and perhaps the United States would rise in people's estimation around the world. I suppose some would say we may lose our status as the world's empire or whatever. I'm not really concerned with that, frankly.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind losing that status, actually. I think the idea that we could be the world's, or not we, but the United States government could be the world's policeman is just, it's just hilarious, because they don't have the resources to do that. They'd have to tax the world to pay for this. And, obviously they are...
No, they're just taxing us to pay for it.
That's right. But, obviously through inflation, the Federal Reserve is taxing the world and anyone who holds petrodollars as their reserve currency. So I think, Ron Paul, as far as, presidential candidates are concerned, he can do a lot more, I suppose, less harmful things. He can, obviously, as a president, he can bring the troops home as the commander-in-chief. Without Congress, passing some some declaration of war or something to that effect, where they would, you know, send the troops over. But beyond that, I think he could veto stuff. I think he could stuff up legislature. I think he could make it difficult to get anything passed. But I don't think a lot of his agendas could actually take.
That's what this guy said in his article, and I think it makes a lot of sense, is that, you know, if Ron Paul's got some radical changes, they have to get through Congress in order to work. And, frankly, I think that any good legislation should have two-thirds of Congress behind it.
Yeah.
If it's any good, as a matter of fact, two-thirds isn't enough for me. As far as I'm concerned, if the legislation is good, everybody in Congress should agree on it.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense? I mean, if it truly is good legislation, then you wouldn't have a two-party system. You wouldn't have bickering. If it required 100% of the people in Congress to agree on it, or at least come to a quorum, and 100% of those people in the quorum were there.
I don't think there's a whole lot of legislation that could fall under what you would categorize as good legislation. Let's say we can agree that bringing the troops home would be good legislation. Ending sort of the empire or funding for overseas bases, all the interventionism, foreign policy, I think that's all stuff that could be good legislation. But as far as domestic policy is concerned, short of ending the drug war, short of ending some of these trade compacts.
Yeah, I just want legislation undone, not done.
Basically,
frankly.
Yeah.
But
that's the way.
There are, you know, there's probably something out there that the federal government should be watching over. It isn't, I don't know, some of the stuff they take care of, piracy and treason. I don't know. There's got to be some laws. I mean, because basically everybody can agree that robbery's bad, murder's bad, rape's bad. Like, it all come to conclusions on these things, and there's not like there's never been unanimous votes in the U.S. House and U.S. Senate. These things happen, and they happen probably every single term. I would have to go back and check before I made that claim, but, you know, so there would be legislation. It would get passed. It would just do away with this whole duopoly, this whole two-party mess that we have going on.
Yeah, I think part of the issue is when I was, you know, back in the day, Ron Paul's first presidency that I knew of was the 2007 campaign and that primary run. And we, you know, talking amongst activists and other people who supported him, the idea was not only would you have to elect Ron Paul, but you'd also have to elect sympathetic or similarly minded legislature in the same term. So he would have to have, you know, libertarian leading legislators in the both the Senate and the House, and he would have to be elected in order for any of that sort of agenda to be passed, because, you know, the partisan politics of today would not let that happen.
Well, as the president, he probably would get one or two of the things that he really wanted, because that's kind of how it goes with the, you know, getting elected as president. You can get a couple of really good things. He might be able to do something terrible to the Federal Reserve, you know. So by terrible, I mean get rid of it. Terrible to them.
Right.
It would be good, in my opinion.
Well, and let's start with auditing it. You know, let's...
Yeah, that seems like something he could get to run... Auditing it seems like he can get that run through. You know, if they want his chop on something, they're going to be willing to give other stuff. Then again, he hasn't been willing to trade his chop for anything, so maybe they won't go for it. I don't know. This is an article from sfgate.com. Ron Paul leaps past Bachman in latest poll. Ignored by the media and dismissed by the Republican Party in general, liberty-minded Congressman Ron Paul leaped into third place today in the Gallup presidential nomination preference poll. Paul jumped. This is the Gallup poll. This isn't some straw poll or something like that. This is Gallup poll. Paul jumped over Michelle Bachmann, the Tea Party darling, lunatic, relegating her to, I didn't say that, they did, to fourth place on the current poll. Here's what the numbers shake out like today. Rick Perry, 29%. Romney, 17%. Paul, 13%. Bachmann, 10%. That's right. Ron Paul jumped into third place, and the media continues to ignore his candidacy. I can't explain it as anything other than outright bias against the man and his ideas. Go on with this article. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick. Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't woman to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Go check out listen.freetalklive.com. There we have all kinds of different options for you to listen to the program. You can listen to the live streams on the internet. It lists all our great radio stations, satellites. We have are both on XM and free-to-air satellites. The webcam, you can see us at cam.freetalklive.com, waving at the cam now. And the listen lines, you can actually call in to these telephone lines and listen anywhere that you have a telephone. It's listen.freetalklive.com. We make it easy for you to listen to Free Talk Live. Why? because we want you to hear it.
That's what talk radio's for.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't do this if we didn't want people to hear our voices.
Right. Well, you know, so many of these talk shows, they make it difficult for you to hear them. Not Free Talk Live. We try to make it easy for you.
And free.
Every day we talk about Nature Bee plant pollen here on Free Talk Live. I've been taking my two golden capsules for going on 18 months now, maybe a little longer than that. And since I've been taking them, my digestion's working better. I sleep better. I have more energy. Here's Mike Buck to explain why Nature Bee is the best.
Hello there, Mark. And you know, you're right. Look, unlike other bee pollen, our patented process breaks open those cell walls, release the full nutritional power from the amazing, pristine environment from clean, green New Zealand. You know, everybody knows bee pollen is one of the most original ancient superfoods, praised throughout history, every civilization. Well, scientific research shows pollen actually boosts energy, aids immunity, gives you a healthy heart, prostate, blood pressure, cholesterol, all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. And you know, Nature Bee is not ordinary pollen. That potentiation process unlocks the incredible natural power. Unlike expensive supplements, Nature Bee is truly bioavailable, highly effective, no preservatives, no color, and no chemicals.
Now, Nature Bee is great for you, and I consider it to be a great value. Do you have a special deal for us?
Always. Check this out. Free Talk Live, a giant six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. 3 extra months is a bonus. That's 37 cents a day to feel like $1 million. And don't forget that money-back guarantee. A couple of ways to do it. One's to call toll-free all the way to Auckland, New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. And the other, easier yet, online, NatureBee. That's naturebee.com.
Like I've said before, once you try Nature Bee, you'll be just like me. You won't want to be without your Nature Bee. There is a 100% money-back guarantee. Call in, just like I did, 866-834-8355. Now, it's 866-834-8355. For those of you watching at cam.freetalklive.com, you can probably see my dog Fruit Loop moving around in the studio here. It's a strange day in Free Talk Live land. My wife left.
So she's a nice dog.
She is a good girl, no doubt about it. Let's go straight to the phone calls here. We got Nick in California. Nick?
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Nick?
Hey, all right. So I noticed you guys are talking about the new Gallup poll.
Yes, that's correct.
I think you already mentioned results.
Indeed, it was 29% for Perry, 17% for Romney, 13% for Paul, and 10% for Bachman.
All right, and I actually submitted that. I submitted something about that poll in your show prep, but rather than covering that, I'm thinking if you look in that poll, if you go to the webpage of the Gallup poll, and I don't have it right in front of me, but you'll notice it gives you the results. It shows you all the other candidates, most of which aren't even like 4% of the polls. But below that, it breaks it down by demographics, like by age, by like gender, and stuff like that. And what I thought was really interesting is you look under the age demographics, and they break it down into your 18 to 29 year olds, and then your 30 to 49 year olds, your 50 to 64 year olds, and then everyone older than that. And unsurprisingly, Ron Paul does best among the youth group, basically your kid people in their 20s, which is unfortunately is the group that tends to come out and vote in the smallest numbers, in election after election. And
yeah, that's true. It's sad but true.
And if you look conversely, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think it's something, it's like overwhelming. I think he's first place for the youth group. He's like 29%, and the nearest person gets like 21%, and then in the next group, he does pretty well. Like among like 30 and 40 year olds, he gets like 15%, which ties him for second. But then when you look at people in their 50s, 60s, and everyone older, from there it drops pretty precipitously to like something like 4%, like 7%, and 4%. Which if you look at it from like an immediate perspective, like nowadays, those are the groups that tend to vote in the greatest numbers.
They do, yeah,
consistently.
Yep,
but what I'm thinking is, since we all know that this is not about just today, and we know that, Ron Paul, he has a chance, but, we're not, like, holding out our hope that that's, the last, that that's going to happen. So if you look at in the future of where the country is going, and specifically from this poll, since it covers Republicans and Republican-leaning voters, if you look at where the party itself is going, there may be some hope as far as, those that don't vote for much you don't vote today, that, you know, your 18 to 29-year-olds are going to be your majority voters in like 20, 30 years from now, which I realize is a long time from now. And the people who are the most resistant, you know, to Paul's ideas and ideas of liberty are the groups that are not going to be around forever. So
they're going to be room temperature at some point.
Yeah, I mean, these people will be voting from, I guess, their graves or something. But in any case, you know, if you look at it as a long term, if you look at what the big idea is, you know, the idea rather than the you know, the race or the candidate or the politician, you look at, you know, the ideas, it looks at, you know, maybe there's hope that, you know, his ideas, you know, are going to take hold over time. Although the one thing I would caution that is, you know, younger people, you know, they tend to be more a little bit open-minded, but they're not necessarily more, I don't know, just say maybe principled or, you know, they have ideas and they're still grasping for things. And
yeah, sure.
You know, I tend to be in that younger group, and so I know, you know, I've been on college campuses, you know, and I see that they tend to be more open to some of these ideas are considered radical. You know, younger people will say, oh, you know, no more war. That's, you know, common sense. They'll say, you know, legalizing marijuana, you know, tolerance towards, you know, lifestyle issues. You know, they tend to be more open towards that. It's things like, where do they really come from on these economic issues and stuff? It's like, are they more open-minded because they think it's the cool thing to do, or are they really coming from a non-aggression perspective? And I think there's definitely a lot of fertile ground to, you know, tackle, you know, your 18 to 29-year-old, you know, the young group. But, you know, it would be sad if we use just, you know, the Ron Paul movement as kind of like this ephemeral thing for them to kind of latch onto without them really understanding what it is. You know, the ideas of liberty are.
That's what this is all about. This is a movement of education, and that's one of the things I like about Ron Paul is he's pretty good at that. He certainly lays it out. He's been given the same speeches over and over again for decades. He makes it pretty clear, and I agree with you that this is a movement. To me, this isn't about getting my guy into office, although it'd be great. I mean, I'd be very happy, and I love to see him performing this well in the polls. It makes you know, it makes me excited about his campaign. Enough to give some money to his campaign to see if I can, you know, make it do a little better. But the, you know, this is about education for me. I think that libertarianism is the philosophy of the future for the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world. I know the rest of the world wants freedom, but, you know, the history of the world's a little different than it is the United States. And so it's difficult for me to say. I mean, I just can't draw conclusions. I don't live there. I don't know what it's going to be like, but if the United States can lead the way for liberty, then that would be a very good thing. Nick, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alley-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's a compact, has numerous safety features, 3-dot sight system. Ruger always has, it always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you. Ruger.com. Looking at these numbers here, JJ, regarding the Ron Paul Gallup poll thing that we've been talking
about.
Yeah,
we're looking at the breakdown on Gallup's actual page here.
If the election was held between people ages 18 to 49... Ron Paul would probably win this.
Yes, definitely.
He's pretty close, and it's it seems to be those darn seniors that just their minds won't change.
Yeah, those people who've been in the system for so long, and the indoctrination has taken such good hold on these people. Yeah, I can definitely see that. And the caller Nick had mentioned the young people being popular for Ron Paul, or at least picking him more than any other candidate in this poll. And the issue that I see is to activate these people, to make these people more active in their community. Whether it doesn't have to, you don't just have to worry about politics every 4 years or every time your legislator, your local state government is up for election. You can be focusing on this sort of outreach and activism and the message of peaceful and voluntary interactions and non-aggression principle type stuff all year long. And every year, you can always be talking to people about this. You can always be an activist.
It's just
for the ideas of liberty.
Right now, the ideas of politics. Now, I don't think that liberty is really politics. I think liberty is morality.
Yeah.
But people tend to think of it as politics. People that don't spend much time considering the ideas of rights theory and things like that.
Sure.
They consider it to be politics, and so therefore a presidential candidate that can articulate these ideas reasonably well is a very good thing.
Right, and he also Nick also pointed out that some of the people that picked Ron Paul are young, and perhaps they picked him for reasons to be hip, which I doubt seriously. because Ron Paul and a lot of his message is about ideas, and it's intellectual. It's something thought-provoking, and a lot of people who come to Ron Paul who accept Ron Paul like the ideas, and it's not simply a phase. It's not simply something they picked up and repeated like a meme. It's an idea that strikes them, strikes a chord within them, and I think that's how Ron Paul reaches people, is by putting ideas out there that are very profound and very strong, but that have a very strong moral backing in many regards.
Well, I think that what this also says is for young people that support Ron Paul, and it looks like there's a bunch of them, on that on primary day, what you need to do is you need to make sure three or four of your friends go to the primary thing and vote. I mean, you know, go to the polling places and vote. If this is your candidate,
right.
It's not just dragging you there, because one vote doesn't account for much. But if you can bring three or four and many other people do the same, then you've got a much better chance of getting something done. We're reading this article from sfgate.com. It's one thing to take away from this poll. The author here, let me give his name real quick, his or her name, I'm not even sure, John Thorpe, says one thing to make sure that you take away from this poll is that it only includes current declared candidates. It does not, for example, include potential candidates Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, Chris Christie, Rudolph Giuliani, or George Pataki, all of whom have made noise about possibly jumping into the race at a later date. One of them could possibly be very successful following a later entrance strategy. As of today, a full 17% of the respondents indicated no preference in their vote. Think about that for a minute. None of the above essentially takes second place right now ahead of everyone but Rick Perry. And even Republicans aren't crazy enough to nominate Rick Perry. This is him. John Thorpe says this. This means one thing. There is room for either one of the marginalized candidates, like Ron Paul, to gain a lot of support, or a new candidate to emerge and become an instant challenger. And I think that this is an interesting point he makes. Let's step down for a second, go to John in Orlando. John?
Hey, how's it going?
All's well, John.
Good. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update on some sort of tyranny going on here in Orlando.
Really? What a surprise!
We talked about before, Chief Judge Belvin Perry has essentially outlawed handing out information at the Orange County Courthouse.
He yes.
designated free speech zones, and even within the free speech zones, you're not allowed to hand out any jury information at all. Julian Heichlin came down here last Thursday and Friday and handed out jury information and came back out Monday. And now what was interesting about Monday is Monday was supposed to be the first trial of these Food Not Bombs activists who had
okay. all
been arrested for feeding the homeless. And they actually dropped those charges on Friday after they realized Julian Heichlin was going to be there. But
you think it had something to do with Julian being there?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't like to speculate. There's a few different things at play. Well, one of the things that happened was the Orange County Democratic Executive Committee came out and essentially said, you know, we're not going to give Mayor Dyer any more funding for his 2012 campaign.
That sounds pretty important.
Wow.
So I think that had a little more to do with it, but I'm not going to discount Julian's efforts. I think
Julian
could have played a role.
A powerful activist.
He is. He keeps at it, too. Hey John, could you give a brief rundown on what the latest happenings are with Food Not Bombs and your situation and whatnot?
Sure. With Food Not Bombs, since for about 2 months now, they have been sharing food at City Hall. That they had at some city council meeting, Mayor Dyer gave them permission to share food at City Hall if they didn't feed homeless at Lake Eola anymore. So they've transitioned over to City Hall for now. Then the other day, last Friday, they dropped all the charges against all 27, I believe, of them. And so with that, a lot of them are talking about going back to Lake Eola and doing it all over again, but nothing's really finalized for now. They're staying put at City Hall.
Would they be able to go back at this point? It would be trespassing? I'm confused.
Right. Right now, they all still have trespass warnings against them.
But the
next step that they're going to be fighting towards is to get all these trespass things lifted, and then after that, I don't know what they're going to do. I wouldn't want to speak on their behalf, but I would hope that after those trespass warrants are lifted, that they would all then just go back to City Hall Lake Eola and do it all over again, because it's been very successful, and and they got all the charges dropped, so I think it's a good move for them. But as far as Julian Heichlin goes, he did end up going out there on Monday, this Monday, and he was arrested, and he's now being held in Orange County Jail without bond. Really? And there's not a whole lot that anybody can do for him besides maybe write him letters or something like that. At this point, he's scheduled for another court hearing on September 1st, so we'll see what happens. But essentially the reason he's being held without bond is he refused, Judge Belvin Perry arraigned him, and he refused to say anything. He just sat there and kept silent and was sort of nodding off during the, you know, the grandstanding of the judge, which was pretty funny, but and that's sort of Julian Hecklin-esque. But so that's kind of what's going on with that.
Were you able to film the arraignment?
No, no. There's just no way we can get cameras into the courthouse here. It's so tyrannical.
Oh, wow.
You know, we can try with maybe hidden cameras and stuff like that, but it's pretty tough out there.
So
but
he's not looking to do any legal route, like file any sort of papers, corpus delicti, or any sort of like legal motions. He's kind of just going to sit there.
Well, I'd imagine he always seems to do his own stuff, but he does everything pro se from what I've seen. So I think he's trying to write up his own habeas corpus writ and some other things. And, you know, I'm not real sure what goes on. I mean, he's made it pretty clear he doesn't want a lawyer or anything involved. So we just got to kind of sit here and wait until September 1st to see what happens then. Of course, I'm not allowed to go to the September 1st hearing because I'm banned from the Orange County Courthouse myself. So,
John. Yeah. They're handing out information and stuff.
Yeah, we'll have somebody on the ground checking it out and seeing what the next step is. But
didn't you get a new radio show?
Sorry?
Didn't you get a new radio show there in Orlando?
Yeah, I'll be starting the end of September.
Well, that means you'll never move up here then now. Thank you.
7 to 8 p.m.
What's the channel? Station?
It's the Big 810. The Big 810 a.m.
John, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot,
guys. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You know that the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. All you have to do is go to the grocery store. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. If you don't know that, you are not a student of history. Tell me a currency that's been around for 500 years. No, gold doesn't count. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Learn more about bitcoins at weusecoins.org. We were reading this article from sfgate.com, and you've got another one over there that you're kind of chiming in with, JJ. This is from John Thorpe. Given his, continuing about Ron Paul here, given his 3% jump in the polls, despite the entrance of former Democrat and popular Texas Governor Rick Perry into the race, it shows that Ron Paul's numbers are steady and rising. Are we witnessing the promised Ron Paul revolution, or has the Texas congressman maxed out his voter numbers? I suppose the analysis depends on who you ask. Certainly, experts are beginning to see the benefits of signing on to the Team Ron Paul. The Ron Paul 2012 presidential campaign announced today that constitutional international law expert Bruce Fein will join the campaign as senior advisor in legal matters. Bruce Fein's participation adds to our campaign's already intellectual heft, enabling us to more broadly engage the conversation about constitutionality, civil liberties, and the dangers to national security of an increasingly interventionist foreign policy, said Ron Paul 2012 campaign chairman Jesse Bitten. And I believe he is also the grandson-in-law or something like that, too. According to Ron Paul for President website, Mr. Fein serves as Associate Deputy Attorney and General Counsel for the Federal Communications Commissions under President Ron Reagan. He served as Research Director for Republicans on the Joint Congressional Committee on Covert Arms Sales to Iran and on American Bar Association's Committee on Presidential Signing Statements. He has been a Visiting Fellow for Constitutional Studies at the Heritage Foundation and an adjunct scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. He's advised numerous countries on constitutional reform, including South Africa, Hungary, and Russia. Apparently, the American people are starting to take notice, too. According to the most recent Rasmussen surveys of likely voters, Ron Paul is a mere point behind President Obama in a head-to-head matchup, a better result than any of the other GOP contenders received in that poll. We just looked at another one that would that had Ron a couple of points behind Romney, and Romney beating Obama, and that just goes to show that, you know, we're still it's anybody's race, I think, is what is being said here. Perry's got the bump right now from having jumped in. It's because people don't know what his record is.
That's right.
In Texas, you know, and I think that he's going to lose that magic as time goes by. I don't think, personally, don't think he's going to be the candidate. that they're going to to nominate. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say who it's going to be, but I would say that Ron Paul probably would be the most exciting thing to run, because as far as I'm concerned, it's just six one half dozen of the other between the Democrats and Republicans otherwise. This despite the media blackout around Ron Paul's campaign and despite the media's insistence that Ron Paul can't beat Obama. This poll suggests that he can. Anybody, likely anybody's going to beat Obama in 2012. The economy just isn't going to get any better, and the people are going to vote on the economy.
Well, especially if they compare Obama's record and his campaign promises. Like, yep. You know how they do those videos that he promised this? You can do a whole lot of videos of Obama and his campaign promises not matching up with his actions. And there are a lot of people upset with this, and a lot of those people who were so just, I don't know, fanboys or fangirls of him early on.
Yeah, sure.
Have become very disenfranchised.
Absolutely.
And are upset with him.
I don't think he's going to get that young vote the way he did either. Obama had the young vote, and Ron Paul has the young vote, too. So it'd be quite interesting. Obviously, every Republican's going to vote for Ron Paul because they're not going to have any option. So, right. You know, how do you get those people in the middle? How do you get those independents? How do you get people that are disenfranchised from the Obama campaign? Ron Paul's the only way to do it. Mitt Romney, I'm sorry, young people, independent voters are not going to get excited about Mitt Romney.
No, they're not.
They're not going to get excited about Rick Perry. These are not exciting politicians.
No,
These are more of the same.
Exactly. Rick Perry fits the mold of the old-time Texas politician. George W., his father, H.W., and that idea is I guess predicated on the older vote. Its focus is on those people who are the 65 plus, the 55 plus, who have seen the country be this way for a long time, and they're afraid of the changes that are coming around.
They know that it's running towards a precipice, that it's going off a cliff, but they think that they can continue to do the same stuff and get a different result.
Right.
Which just goes to show, you can't. Old means wise? No, it doesn't. I think what's really interesting about Rick Perry is this way he took a bunch of money from Big Pharma to vaccinate a bunch of girls in his public schools. What do you think? If he's willing to give this HPV vaccination to kids in school that don't need it and perhaps would have reactions to it or whatever, what do you think he's going to be willing to do for you and your family?
Oh, I think he's willing to do whatever it takes to get the job or to get the money.
Yep. Just that's what politicians do.
And there's a lot of news coming out right now about Rick Perry and his, you know, shady past. There's been all kinds of stories. There's a story here from the New York Times talking about how campaign contributions have equated which companies get the contracts in Texas. Basically,
oh, really?
Because there are so many boards and so many places that the governor can appoint someone that he's put people in place and the people in these places, in these boards and these sort of departments have raised a fifth of all of his campaign contributions. These individuals alone. And so in Texas, it's very funny that if you contribute to Rick Perry and then you need that big government contract, well, you're looking pretty good.
Rick Perry may talk about ending the Fed, but he's only doing it because Ron Paul's doing it and he's getting some mileage out of it. He's a consummate politician, and he will sell you and your children down the river.
Yep.
Do you really want to vote for this guy? Because, I mean, I've seen the Republicans that call themselves libertarians talking about this guy like he's a good choice. And I think it's just sick and sad.
I think it's talking points handed to them from some editor or some, or they're getting paid to say it. Because no one in their right mind would think this is a good candidate. Just in the same respect, they wouldn't think Romney was a good candidate, or Huckabee, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all of these candidates have nothing going for them. The only candidate that has any sort of history of doing things the way he says he's going to do them and such is Ron Paul, and to a respect, Gary Johnson.
I like Gary Johnson as a candidate, but he's unfortunately not showing up very high on any of these polls. I mean, maybe there's some kind of surprise to be had in there, but I don't know. Doesn't look good.
Well, I got an article here, businessinsider.com. It's a Peter Schiff article, basically talking about the same thing, going on to talk about how the media's I'll just start from the middle of this article. Basically, the media's revulsion reached a fever pitch in the wake of the August 12th Iowa straw poll, the first test of the strength of the Republican presidential candidates. Objectively, the results were a dead heat between Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul, who captured 27% of the
votes.
Who
uses objectivity? Come on, with the reporters using objectivity?
But you wouldn't have known that hearing the subsequent media coverage. And it goes on to talk about how the top tier candidates were listed as Bachmann, Romney, and Perry. I'm sure you've mentioned that on the show here earlier.
Sure.
And then he goes on to talk about in the August 20th article entitled Candidate of Doom and Gloom by Barron's Magazine that goes out of its way to characterize Ron Paul's gold mining heavy portfolio allocation as simplistic, robotic, and unpatriotic. So basically, Ron Paul...
But it's been successful.
Yes.
Like, he's made, up to 900% on his investments?
Actually, just on eight of the investments that have been trackable for 10 years, he's made a 600% return on those eight.
So he's unpatriotic.
Yes.
Because he's not investing in this crap, these corporations that are driving America into its grave, he's unpatriotic.
Well, you know, the banks aren't getting enough of his money.
Right. That's unpatriotic.
True patriots give the banks away money.
What kind of sick individual writes this? Crap.
People who want the status quo to continue.
Status quo can't continue.
I know.
It's unsustainable. All they want is another 10 years so they can bleed the money out of the American people.
That's right.
So that they can buy a bigger yacht that they can float around and do whatever they want in the Mediterranean while you and your kids starve.
That's right.
That's what they want.
Well, they need a yacht for when their yacht's in the, you know, in the port to be
fixed. They need
fixed.
A yacht for each ocean.
That's right.
With a helicopter that can go between them and stuff.
And all the fuel that they can ever burn.
Now, that's what they're looking for.
Yep.
They could care less about you and yours.
Oh, no,
and if you listen to these people and you vote for these other Republicans, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
You and your family get what you deserve. You get the same crap you've already gotten.
That's right.
Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news, and I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, da, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking, coverage not available in all areas.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.